from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com as well as mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. If you're listening in and you haven't become a member of mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, make sure you do so now. Listening is great, but being a member is free, it's easy, it takes a few seconds, and it allows you to live chat with me during the show, and it also will make sure that every time I go live and every time I do a show or an event, you will be emailed to let you know. Pretty much all of us these days have smartphones. So when you join mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, every time my show goes live, you'll be emailed and it'll let you know that I am live and there's an event going on. You can listen in to the show and you can join me at the event as well. So make sure that you become a member of mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. I'm very happy to be here with you on this Wednesday in the middle of the week. You heard from ACC football coaches around the country from the ACC teleconference audio, the answers to the questions that I asked the coaches. So I spoke with 11 different coaches, and you heard from all of those coaches, including Dino Babers of Syracuse, in my coverage of ACC football coming out of the spring. So I want to thank the coaches for taking the time to answer my questions, and I want to thank the Atlantic Coast Conference for giving me the opportunity to ask the questions. Here on the show, as we continue on with, it's an all-football day, pretty much. The NFL draft is upon us. It's going to be here before we know it. So it's NFL draft coverage time coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern time. You'll hear my conversation with 2017 Syracuse offeree, offensive tackle, Mekhi Becton. That'll be coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And following him at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, you'll hear from 2017 Syracuse offeree, defensive lineman, Romello Martin. So make sure you tune in for both of those. And for all everyone listening in, make sure you stay with me for that. The NFL draft, let's get into it and what I think so far, what's going on right now. I'm going to go down the mock draft for the first round because we are on the eve of round one. So the Los Angeles Rams, I'm going to go straight down the line here. Los Angeles Rams and give you my thoughts. The number one pick, they're obviously going to take a quarterback. They need to get a quarterback. This is who they have on the roster right now. As in the quarterback situation, they have Case Keenum and Nick Foles. Nick Foles, not a bad quarterback, hasn't gotten enough time. Case Keenum's not a bad quarterback. Two phenomenal backups that someone like Jerry Jones of Dallas would be smart to take, grab them from St. Louis, and put them behind Tony Romo if and when Tony Romo gets injured, because when he gets injured or any Cowboys quarterback has gotten injured in history, there's never been a good backup plan. So Case Keenum, Nick Foles, good backups, but St. Louis is looking for a starter once again because it didn't work out with Sam Bradford. So Jared Goff out of California, he's the guy that, I mean, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, either or. I spoke with Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion, Washington Redskins alum. And when we discussed Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, he saw a lot of similarities. He thinks that they're, you know, two in the same. So when you look at them together, either one, but he thinks Jared Goff will go first. You know Los Angeles is going to take a quarterback, so I wouldn't be surprised here in them taking a Cali quarterback and having that. I mean, what a splash. You move from St. Louis back to Los Angeles. You touch down in Los Angeles. And after you touch down in Los Angeles, you get an opportunity to keep a quarterback in the state of California, and you get the number one pick. So Los Angeles, they look like a new franchise. They look like an expansion team. Number one pick, and they get to keep a guy in California. So Jared Goff wouldn't be surprised. Philadelphia, obviously, speaking to Sam Bradford with the Rams, Sam Bradford with the Eagles, not happy there, allegedly, wants to get out. It's him and Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel coming from Kansas City. Chase Daniel hasn't really been a starter. Sam Bradford hasn't really been a full-time starter with the Eagles either. Carson Wentz, they traded up. They gave away the house to Cleveland to get here. I see Carson Wentz going to Philadelphia, North Dakota State. Listen, Philly fans are ruthless. They are tough. They will come at you like crazy. But at the same time, you look at the opportunity, and you know the opportunity for a guy like Carson Wentz is huge. He's going to play. He's going to start right away. And I think that he has a lot to offer. So in my opinion, I think that Philly fans should be more than happy to pick up a guy like Carson Wentz. To take a look at the next pick in the NFL draft, and this coming from a mock draft, number 3 pick, San Diego Chargers, DeForest Buckner. He's a defensive end out of Oregon. Okay. The Chargers, obviously, not a strong defense, but they're not a strong offense either. They have the 3rd pick in the draft, so if you're going to go after DeForest Buckner, he's got to play right away, start right away, be effective right away, because this team cannot afford it. Giving up 2,000 rushing yards last season, which is atrocious and terrible. The San Diego Chargers didn't move the ball on the ground, but they also didn't stop the ball from being moved on the ground. San Diego needs everything, so at this pick, I wouldn't be surprised with anybody. The 4th pick of the draft, Dallas Cowboys, Jalen Ramsey, at cornerback out of Florida State. Got an opportunity to interview him recently. I want to thank Jalen for that. The Dallas Cowboys desperately need a corner. They've needed a corner for, I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons. But at the same time, they kind of need a running back. They have Alfred Morris. I think he's going to pan out well. I think he could be a sleeper in some NFL fantasy football drafts. So I would suggest that you look into Alfred Morris and you look into the fact that he's going to be blocked by the Dallas offensive line that made Darren McFadden better again. And obviously DeMarco Murray made him look like a stud, and then he went to Philadelphia and flopped, but Chip Kelly's offense was also not the best thing for him. And DeMarco running side to side is not DeMarco. He runs straight forward. So a little bit of an interesting situation. A lot of things going on that didn't work out with DeMarco. But Dallas Cowboys line, it's good. If they went in, you know Jerry Jones likes to make a splash. You know he likes to get those shiny guys, put on the sunglasses, feel good, feel right, great with the media, taking pictures and whatnot. So maybe an Ezekiel Elliott at this pick. I would not be surprised. But Ezekiel Elliott, Jalen Ramsey, corner or running back that can start right away. Those are the only two options I'm looking at for the Dallas Cowboys. They have good linebackers. They have shown that they can have success on the line. They obviously have Tony Romo. They need to draft a quarterback in the 2nd round if there's some good ones out. If Connor Cook or Paxton Lynch, anybody falls, you have an opportunity to pick someone up then. The Dallas Cowboys should do exactly so. But a corner or a running back in the 1st round, 4th pick, good with me in my opinion. Number 5, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Miles Jack on a mock draft that I'm looking at right now at linebacker out of UCLA. I like the pick because Paul Posluszny is getting older. And Paul Posluszny, listen, he is a heck of a player. But when he goes down, you obviously see the loss of him. Miles Jack can get in there, play for you right away. They need a linebacker. They need strength there. I like that their secondary is improving. They can still build upon it. But to get a linebacker, I think Jacksonville's been desperate for a while to get somebody in the center of that defense that they can rely on. So Paul Posluszny doing a great job. I'm talking about the linebacker core in general. Miles Jack would be a great addition. But Jacksonville has shocked us in the past before. Number 6, Baltimore Ravens, Laremy Tunsil out of Ole Miss, an offensive lineman. Okay, you protect the quarterback, but we saw last season that Baltimore had no wide receivers. So, in my opinion, I would like to see Baltimore go after a wide receiver if it was up to me. And I were the Baltimore Ravens, then that's probably where I'd be going. I mean, they'd be getting the number one offensive lineman, and that's all well and good. Their running game obviously didn't get that far, but I would trust the running attack behind the line that they have right now more than I would trust the passing attack with the lack of wide receiver. You can get Laquan Treadwell, also from Ole Miss at this pick, or Corey Coleman from Baylor, Sterling Shepard from Oklahoma, Michael Thomas from Ohio State. Those are all picks that they could go after and get, or even look at Will Fuller from Notre Dame. San Francisco 49ers, 7th pick in this mock draft, has Ronnie Stanley, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame, going to them. That's nice. They haven't run the ball well, so that's completely understandable, but San Francisco needs a whole lot of everything. I wouldn't be surprised at whoever they pick, unless they get a punter or a kicker with the 7th pick, which I don't see happening. Number 8, Cleveland Browns. Well, Cleveland has RG3, so they're not going to go after a quarterback for once in a while, thank goodness. But I think they've played 24 quarterbacks since 1999, since they came back. And I think Dallas is pretty close in that time period of how many quarterbacks they played. But either way, Cleveland, they have a quarterback at the moment, so let them keep with that. The Cleveland Browns, though, they need a lot of help. I want to take a look at their receiving core right now. They have Brian Hartline, Andrew Hawkins, and Taylor Gabriel. They need more than that. I think Duke Johnson and Isaiah Kroll, they can step up and do better here. You got plenty of quarterbacks that are going to be there for you. Gary Barnage, one of the best fantasy players out there at tight end. So offensively, I would say go for a lineman or go for a wide receiver. In my opinion, this mock draft has them taking Ezekiel Elliott, which I don't like because they don't need another running back. Number 9, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Joey Bosa, who could be the number 1 pick according to some people. He's a defensive end out of Ohio State. I like it. I think Tampa's offense is moving. I think Mike Evans has to step it up and some people have to play better. They've obviously shown that they're going to put their money into Doug Martin for the next 5 years at running back. I don't agree with that decision, but they've already made it. So Joey Bosa, defensive end, sounds like a great pick in my opinion. Number 10, New York Giants, looking at Leonard Floyd, off an outside linebacker from Georgia. It's not that they don't need some help at linebacker or defensive end, but I think that they could be someone that could take a wide receiver at this point, Laquon Treadwell. Look at him and Sterling Shepard as well. Tyler Boyd from Pittsburgh could be a good thing for them, too. When you look at the New York Giants, they need some help at wide receiver. And they also need some help on the offensive line. Number 11, Chicago Bears, Shaq Lawson, defensive end out of Clemson. I get the pick because the Bears in history have always been about defense, but the Bears need more offense. They don't move the ball enough. Jeremy Langford didn't have a bad season, but I don't like the people that are behind him. Elshon Jeffrey, Eddie Royal are your two leaders at wide receiver. They get injured. I don't trust that either. So I would maybe go for a running back or maybe go for a wide receiver. Take a look at running backs that will still be out there. Devontae Booker out of Utah. Derrick Henry could be a good pickup out of Alabama for them. And they could also, you know, look at C.J. Procise out of Notre Dame, which could go there, could go somewhere else. I don't know if Chicago's going to listen to me and take a running back. But, you know, live by defense, die by defense. They don't score enough points. They need to boost it up there. Number 12, the New Orleans Saints. You're listening here with Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. If you haven't become a member, make sure that you do so as soon as possible. New Orleans Saints going through the NFL draft with the first round coming up. I thought it was only right to go through the first round, in my opinion. New Orleans Saints, number 12. This mock draft has them taking Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle out of Louisville. I can agree with this pick. They need a strong defensive line. They need something that's going to stop. Listen, New Orleans won a Super Bowl when their defense caught up to their offense. Maybe never caught up to their offense, but it was when both of them were clicking. New Orleans, with Drew Brees, is always an effective offense. 9 times out of 10, they're an effective offense. Let me say that. But they won a championship when their defense was strong. So I like this pick, and I can understand it. Sheldon Rankins covering Louisville and covering him while he was in the ACC. I get it. Miami Dolphins, their pick number 13, Vernon Hargraves, the third cornerback out of Florida. Okay, they need a corner. They need to try and shut down some things. But at the same time, Miami needs a lot. Miami hasn't really been able to rely on their linebacker core or their defensive line. They haven't been able to rely on much of their defense. So I get picking up a corner. I understand that. But I also look at maybe getting a safety. Von Bell out of Ohio State, Carl Joseph out of West Virginia, Jeremy Cash out of Duke. Those could be helpful for them in the running and passing attack, or going up against the running and passing of another team. And at the same time, if for some reason Jalen Ramsey was to fall, you can look at him as well. But I would look at linebackers, and I would maybe give an opportunity to some of these guys. Jordan Jenkins, Leonard Floyd, coming out of Georgia, those could be some good picks. Jalen Smith out of Notre Dame, he's somebody else you can look at. Or you can look at inside linebackers, Scooby Wright, the third. Listen, when you have a good middle linebacker on Miami's defense, that's when Miami is good. So I think that they need to build off of an inside linebacker and go after Miles Jack, probably won't be there. So Reggie Ragland out of Alabama, or Scooby Wright, the third out of Arizona, those are two guys that I would look to at the 13th pick. Oakland Raiders, number 14, Reggie Ragland. There you go, inside linebacker out of Alabama. I don't know if I like this. They took Khalil Mack recently in one of the drafts here, so I don't know if I would go after another linebacker. I might look at the defensive line for the Oakland Raiders. I mean, that might be a look for me if Joey Bosa drops to this point, or Kevin Dodd out of Clemson, Shaq Lawson out of Clemson if he falls here. I mean, Carl Nassib out of Penn State. There's some good people that are coming through this. Ron Thompson out of Syracuse. Just saying. Number 15, Tennessee Titans, Jack Conklin, offensive tackle out of Michigan State. Well, you know, Tennessee wants to protect, and obviously bringing in DeMarco Murray, he has shown that he can't do it without a strong line. So bringing in the offensive line, trying to bolster that up out of Michigan State, I can understand that pick and go with it. Number 16, Detroit Lions, Taylor Decker, offensive tackle out of Ohio State. Listen, any offensive lineman to help that offense would be absolutely great. I understand that Detroit will probably be attracted and salivate and have, you know, that want, maybe that desire to go for a DeMarcus Robinson out of Florida or a Jalen Marshall out of Ohio State or Braylon Addison out of Oregon or Farrell Cooper out of South Carolina. You can look at those types of guys and say Will Fuller out of Notre Dame, Michael Thomas, Ohio State, maybe, just maybe, but they do need help on the offensive line. Atlanta Hawks, number 17th pick, Darren Lee is what I'm looking at here in the mock draft, linebacker out of Ohio State. They've tried a bunch of linebackers over the years. I think Atlanta needs more than that. I think they need a little bit of a stronger offensive line to help them out. Obviously, I like Devontae Freeman. I like Matt Ryan. Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, I want to see how that works out. So defensively, they're going to have to go somewhere in that respect in the first round of the draft with the first pick that they're going to have. Continuing on in my analysis of the NFL Draft 2016 first round, 18th pick, Indianapolis Colts, Eli Apple, cornerback. Okay, Indy gives up a bunch of points. They need secondary help. I can understand that. But I want to look offensively at the Indianapolis Colts for a second here and pull up. I want to tell you right now that on their roster, they have 8 running backs. I'm not kidding. There are 8 running backs on Indy's roster right now. Frank Gore, Zerlon Tipton, Trey Williams, Robert Turbin, Dan Heron, Tyler Varga, Ahmad Bradshaw, and Jordan Todman. That is excessive. And the best one is Frank Gore. So maybe you go after a running back and shed some of that other stuff. I mean, I want these guys to get jobs everywhere, but it's too much on one team. And you need a wide receiver. I mean, Tyler Boyd would be good at this pick for the Indianapolis Colts. Give another weapon to Mr. Andrew Luck. So that could be an option for them, but I understand the defensive approach for this team, that they need corners. They need to stop the passing games, the aerial attack. They got to go up against Blake Bortles every year, and they know what that's like now more than ever. So Indy does have to get that defense and kind of batten down the hatches. Number 19 pick, Buffalo Bills, Jaron Reed, defensive tackle out of Alabama. Okay, I get it. Go after a defensive lineman. They've gone after speed and offense, so maybe it's time for the Buffalo Bills to go after defense. We'll see what they can do and how they can shake out from here. But, you know, when I look at it, the Buffalo Bills, you're going up against passing attacks, so maybe you have to reach out for DeAndre Hall, Northern Iowa, or Rashard Robinson of LSU. You can look at those guys. You can also look at DJ White and give him an opportunity. So there's different people that they can reach out to at this point, in my opinion. I think that there's good enough players out there that can be effective for them right away. So that could be a place for them to go. Or Eli Apple, that just brought up with the Indianapolis Colts, if he drops to them, maybe he's a place for them to look. They got to stop the passing game. Number 20, the pick goes to the New York Jets, Paxton Lynch, quarterback out of Memphis. Well, if you look at the roster right now, whatever Ryan Fitzpatrick and that is and going to be, you're going to need someone there, okay? If you, for some odd reason, decide that you can't find a way to make an agreement with Ryan Fitzpatrick, then that's a stupid play by the New York Jets. But they've made a lot of stupid plays lately. So they've made many, many, many dumb calls, especially when it comes to quarterback. Drafting Geno Smith, completely wrong. And there's a lot of things that the Jets have done. I don't like it. I don't like what it looks like right now. Give Ryan Fitzpatrick his money. You probably paid him food stamps to play for you for the last couple seasons. So give him some dollars. Let him be the number one guy. You don't need Geno Smith. You can let him go somewhere else. It'll be okay. But if they draft a quarterback here, you are going to piss off a probably already pissed off Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I don't think that's the way to go. You have Kyrie Robinson, Zach Stacy, and Matt Forte, Bilal Powell, all in your running back core. These are all former starters. You have a good receiving core. So I think the Jets should go defense. I think that they should get a stronger line or go after a corner. Mackenzie Alexander out of Clemson, Kendall Fuller out of Virginia Tech. You have Artie Burns out of Miami as well. So I would like to see them take a corner, take a defensive back. In my opinion, they should not take a quarterback. They're going to piss off in a bad way. So do not take Paxton Lynch, Jets. And I don't think it's a good move for them anyways. Number 21, Washington Redskins, Carl Joseph, a safety out of West Virginia. Okay, I get it. The Redskins give up a lot defensively. So I can understand that pick in the mock draft. Number 22, Houston Texans, Corey Coleman, wide receiver out of Baylor. Looking at the Houston Texans, this is a difficult one. They have DeAndre Hopkins, Cecil Shorts, and then they have Jalen Strong and Keith Mumphrey. So I know a lot of people don't know Keith and Jalen that well. I can understand the pick here for Houston. They have Lamar Miller, Alfred Blue there and as their running backs. They're hoping that'll be a 1-2 punch. You have Brock Osweiler. They're putting a lot on him. TJ Yates, best third-string quarterback in the NFL, and Brandon Whedon, who's a good backup. Houston gets it. When their quarterbacks go down, they always have somebody else. In the last couple seasons, they have multiple people that can start. Dallas needs to take notes from a city that's maybe not right down the road, but in the same state as them. I can understand Houston taking a wide receiver here, so I get that pick, and I understand it. They could also take a tight end, shock everybody, but I think it'd be too early to take a tight end. So for Houston, Tyler Boyd, if he drops there, I like that. Colby Listenby from TCU, Rashard Higgins out of Colorado State, also another option for them. Kenny Lawler out of California, Braxton Miller out of Ohio State. He could be that slash guy, do a lot of things for you, so he's an option. I could also see him going to like a Baltimore type. 23rd pick, Minnesota Vikings, Laquon Treadwell, wide receiver out of Ole Miss, who is regarded to be the number one in some of the analysis out there. They have Stephon Diggs, Charles Johnson, Cordarrelle Patterson, who was supposed to step it up but hasn't yet. I understand Minnesota taking this pick, but I also could see them doing something with their defense. Maybe going after a defensive lineman could be smart for them. 24th pick, Cincinnati Bengals, Josh Doctson, wide receiver out of TCU. Cincinnati doesn't need another wide receiver. They have too many. Cincinnati has Tyler Eifert as a tight end, who's one of their wide receivers. They have A.J. Green and Brandon LaFell. They don't need a wide receiver. They can't figure out Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard at this moment in time. I think Cincinnati, who allows way too many points, needs to go after a defensive lineman as well. I would like to see them do that. Maybe get a nice defensive end. I think some of the guys aren't going to drop that far, but if Kevin Dodd, Shaq Lawson, if they drop to that point, or Shalik Calhoun, Carl Nassib, Ron Thompson again out of Syracuse, you have a bunch of guys that are capable to step in for you and help you out, or even look at a linebacker. I don't think anybody can even name the linebackers on the Cincinnati Bengals over the past few seasons. You could go after a James Burgess out of Louisville or a Deion Jones out of LSU. Go after some of those guys if they're still available. Travis Feeney out of Washington, Chris Frost out of Auburn, Jalen Smith out of Notre Dame. If they're available, might be good for them to take an outside linebacker and move forward with that. You're here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortorez. I'm doing my NFL draft analysis of the first round, who I think teams should go after, looking at the mock draft and giving my analysis of if I agree with it or not. Number 25 pick, Pittsburgh Steelers, William Jackson III, a corner out of Houston. Okay. I mean, they've taken secondary players early before, and they've taken them late, but you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, they obviously have plenty of quarterbacks. Three quarterbacks, all of who started. Le'Veon Bell and D'Angelo Williams, two starters. They need to give them time. They don't really need anything offensively. They do need some defensive help. I could see them taking a linebacker as well. 26, Seattle Seahawks. Jermaine Ifedi, offensive tackle out of Texas A&M. Okay, maybe. I don't know if I necessarily agree with this. You have Thomas Rawls, who should be your starting running back. I like what Thomas could do. I hope he gets an opportunity. You got some good young receivers right now. Jimmy Graham, you're hoping that he'll shape up. Luke Wilson has done some good things. You have Russell Wilson. You got B.J. Daniels, who I like behind him. So that's good. I mean, I think maybe you look at the secondary a little bit, because that secondary is faltering. I know there's big names in the secondary of Seattle, but there's some issues there. Linebacker, okay. So I would say offensive tackle, defensive line, I could get them starting at the line and trying to push from there. Their defense has been strong, but it has faltered. So don't be surprised if they go and pick somebody up defensively. 27th pick, Green Bay Packers, Ashawn Robinson, defensive tackle out of Alabama. Green Bay gives off a lot of points, so I get the pick. You want to get somebody on the line that's going to cause some trouble. 28th pick, Kansas City Chiefs, Vernon Butler, defensive tackle out of Louisiana Tech. They give up a lot of points, too. I can see them taking a defensive lineman. 29th pick, Arizona Cardinals, Deion Jones, outside linebacker. I like it. It's making a defense that's strong, stronger. So it's a smart move by the Arizona Cardinals. If they take an outside linebacker or anybody at linebacker in the middle of the defense for Arizona, they have a good secondary. They've proven that. They have some help there. They can obviously push you. I could look at them bolstering up their offensive line as well, but I like to move it outside linebacker. Number 30, Carolina Panthers, Kevin Dodd, defensive end of Clemson. I don't think he's going to fall this far. And they've shown that they can hold teams down defensively, but you just lost Josh Norman. You just let him go. You pulled a tag from him, and that was a stupid move. That was a very stupid move by the Carolina Panthers. So if it's up to me and I'm Carolina, then I'm going after Vernon Hargreaves III if he lasts down there. Mackenzie Alexander, Eli Apple, Kendall Fuller, any of these guys, Artie Burns, I would give an opportunity to them. Will Redmond or Harlan Miller. Harlan Miller out of Southeast Louisiana, like taking some of those guys from schools people don't know about. So could be a good move for them. They had a steal with Josh Norman. They let him go. I would like to see them try and fill up that issue right there. And then, you know, to take a look at the Denver Broncos with Von Bell. Okay. Safety out of Ohio State. I can understand the pick. Maybe if you can't figure out your quarterback situation, I mean, look at their quarterbacks and what they have right now. They have Mark Sanchez. So I think Paxton Lynch, perhaps. Connor Cook, bringing in one of those guys. I think that that could be a good deal for the Denver Broncos. That could be a good place for them to kind of start things off here. So I would like to potentially see that and see what they can do at that position. So that would be a good move by them, and it's what, you know, I would like to see moving forward with this. So that's how the first round looks for me, in my opinion, of who I think teams should take and some of the players that they should go after. You heard it here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in my draft primer for you.